Hey, we're going to do something fun right now. This will be our poll of the week. Hillary Clinton, a little down and out in her campaign, as we talked about at the top of the show. She's not going to win, but she's sticking in.
Yeah.
So, I mean, her question is, should... Oh, that's the song!
We got it.
I was... Okay, we're doing a song contest. What song would represent her campaign, right? And I got this idea because I was sitting in Michigan history so bored out of my mind that I was like, oh, that'd be a really cool idea to do on the show. And the first song that I originally thought of was, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Should I Stay or Should I Go?
Yeah.
And then I thought of, I Get Knocked Down, But I Get Up Again. And then I was so hung up on that song that I forgot Should I Stay or Should I Go, and now I just remembered it.
There you go. So, my idea, I just threw it out here right when I got in the studio today, was Desperado.
That's a good one, too.
That's a good one, too. Yeah.
You know what we'll do? I'll download these songs the next commercial break illegally off LimeWire. And then...
Disclaimer.
And then also, what I was thinking also is if we're thinking it from the angle of the people of New York, because the people of New York really got kind of screwed in this situation.
Yeah.
They were almost... Yeah. They almost ridded themselves of Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
They were almost dancing in the streets that she was gone. Ah, but she's back. So what song? The Bitch is Back.
Elton John.
Elton John.
Sir Elton John.
Sir Elton John. So those are our ones. You can vote on those, or you can write in your own feedback at thecurrentpodcast.com. Your choices are Desperado, Bitch is Back, I Get Knocked Down, But I Get Up Again, which is actually named something different. I'll find that, though. And then, of course, Should I Stay or Should I Go, which I don't know if that's the name of the song or not.
I'm pretty sure it is.
And or you can write in your own. So send us your requests to feedback at thecurrentpodcast.com, and we will give you guys an update next week on what... Song one, and that'll be the song we play whenever we speak of her.
Amen.
All right, so let's just give you a taste of what exactly the song is that we're thinking of playing here. Here's one of the songs. It is Should I Stay or Should I Go by, who is it again, The Clash?
The Clash.
The Clash. Okay, now I got to find it here. No, here we go. Okay. Here it is. Should I Stay or Should I Go by, you like that? By The Clash. This is one of the Hillary Clinton songs you can vote on. Takes a while to get to the part apparently that says Should I Stay or Should I Go. This is The Clash. This is going to be her new campaign theme song.
Should I stay or should I go?
Oh, I like it.
If you say that you are not.
So that's one of the options. Yeah. In the meantime, we're going to play the next song up for debate here. It's Desperado by Da Eagles. Logan, you look like Stevie Wonder over there, just shaking your head around right there.
Nothing but the best. I dedicate this song to Hillary Clinton.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long.
Okay, so that is the other option.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, so far we got Desperado and Should I Stay or Should I Go?
Absolutely.
And we're going to get Bitch is Back by Elton John next.
Mm-hmm.
Time for our next song.
It is.
This is The Bitch is Back. This is, goes out to the people of New York who have to inherit possibly another 4 years, or 6 years, excuse me, if they re-elect her way back.
Yeah.
Well, that's coming up a while. In 2010. Yeah, 2012 will be her next election because it's a six-year terms in the Senate.
Yeah, yeah.
So they got to inherit her for another, at least another four years.
Yeah.
So I feel really bad for them. So this song goes out to all the people of New York.
Yeah.
So that is the third choice. Yeah. The third choice. Bitches Back by Elton John. Our last song able to vote for is by Chowa. Let me see if I can do this right. Chumbawamba, and it's called Tub Thumpin'. All right, but trust me, it makes a lot more sense in the context than that. All right, so that was your last choice. So go online, thecurrentpodcast.com, Desperado Bitches Back, Tub Thumpin', or Should I Stay or Should I Go? With that in mind, Logan, give us your pick in case the people want to go with you.
My pick is definitely going to be Desperado, because I think, in my opinion, that she still thinks she can win this. And she's desperate, she's getting there, and she needs to get with her senses and just drop it.
See, I'm going to pick Should I Stay or Should I Go, because I don't think she thinks she can win it. I think the reason she's staying in is because she is just so egotistical. The whole family is just egotistical, can't accept defeat. Mm-hmm. They haven't really lost much politically. I just think that she doesn't want to – she's in denial. I don't think she wants to admit defeat. I think she wants – I don't think she has a problem being defeated. I don't think she wants to back down, wave the white flag, and admit defeat. That's what I think it is. Right. But I guess we'll find out.
I guess so.
I think it'd be awesome if she just drops out on May 20th. That'd be awesome.
Even though I prefer her over Barack Obama.
Oh, totally. Barack Obama's going to be a mess if he's elected.
Yeah. At least if Hillary Clinton gets elected, she's going to know how to screw this stuff up.
Yeah, I mean, she's experienced at screwing things up, but she doesn't have much more experience. Let's put it at face value here. Let's call a spade a spade. She's got 6 years of experience, 6 years in the Senate.
That's true.
He's got barely four, about three and a half. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the experience level is, and John McCain, by the way, has got 20. Ooh. Oh, and by the way, wow, he's a POW.
That would be far too logical to elect him.
No, that doesn't make any sense. But, so, I mean, if you were being in the White House under Bill Clinton as first lady for 8 years, okay, wow, you know, the chef was there too. I mean, that's the whole saying. Right. So was the chef, but we're not going to elect him president.
Right.
So, you know, she doesn't have much more experience than Barack Obama does. The thing, though, about her is, you know, over Barack Obama, if I have to, you know, pick, you know, the better of two evils, is that at least she doesn't have she's going to spend a ton of money, but at least she doesn't have $1.3 trillion in new spending that she's going to implement right when she gets into office.
Yeah.
And she's not going to, Barack Obama going to lift the cap on certain taxes. She's got the windfall tax on oil companies. That's garbage. But, you know, taxes-wise, Barack Obama's going to take more of your money, plain and simple.
Think,